Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Breaking news, Manscaped now sells beard products. That's right. They're once again revolutionizing men's grooming with the brand new Beard Hedger Pro Kit. Trust me, I think I need one. From a beard trim to a fresh shave, the technology behind the Beard Hedger Pro Kit allows you to shape your signature beard look. Now you can finally use Manscaped's products to make your drapes match your carpet by going to manscaped.com and using Bubba as your promo code for 20% off and free shipping. The Beard Hedger Pro Kit is waterproof, so you can shave in the shower to avoid all the hair in the sink. The titanium-coated T-blade is tough on hair but smooth on your face, leading to single-stroke efficiency that brings satisfaction one stroke at a time. Don't forget about the beard shampoo and conditioner. You need to remember that your beard hair is different. It's more coarse. It's easier to damage than the hair on your head. Cap the kit off with some beard balm. The Pro Beard Kit comes with three free gifts, plus a beard brush, comb, and scissors to ensure your beard is ready to impress. Again, get 20% off and free shipping with promo code Bubba at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Just use promo code Bubba. Manscaped Beard Hedger. One stroke, one guard, 20 lengths. Mics are live. Just get waiting for streaming, waiting patiently. Blitz is back there doing a lot of stuff, working on the turn signal fluid and the muffler bearings to get this big chagrin out of a show live and ready for your consumption. Standby, please. T-minus, I'd say probably T-minus like 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
We're live.
For real?
This is God.
I mean, I am God.
You are God.
Jesus.
My pants are around my ankles right now, and I'm just going crazy on myself.
Thank God I had the music drowning you out on that stupid statement.
Thank you. A lot of people liked it.
God, Blitz and Anna were just making out. Like, she's really, you know what, Anna? You're really horny today.
Maybe I am.
You know how they say
he kissed me at the end. By the way,
shut up.
Yes, sir.
You know how when you work with somebody, well, you don't squirrel me on a potential correction.
We got a box open.
I know.
Yes, sir.
Listen, what I'm trying to say is when people work with each other long enough, they start to kind of vibe with them where you can kind of like figure them out. And like, if they're in a bad mood, you can kind of tell they're in a bad mood. Or if they're in a good mood, you can tell they're in a good mood. And you can you got different energies that you've developed, that, you know, because for the longer time you spend with somebody, you just naturally start, you know, to feel their vibe and their electricity and their swagger. And today, and I think I could say that I've worked with you long enough and we've become close enough. Like we shoot the shit a little bit and whatever. We sister girl a little bit.
Are you talking to me or Blitz?
You.
Okay, yeah.
And today I can tell you're a little horny. I can just tell. Yeah. I mean, for real. Am I kind of right? You're just a little
sure.
More, no, like for real. Like I think you're a little,
yes.
You're horny.
I'm a horn dog.
Are you really
it's
horny?
Like a corn dog.
Are you horny
like a
right
horn
now?
Dog. Maybe.
And like, I mean, like, do you want to like cut the show short so that you can
so
just
we can
go...
do our show? Yes.
Oh, cut this show short
yeah,
so that we can.
She still has another whole show to do.
Oh, yeah, me too. I mean, I'm with you,
no,
sister
I know.
Girl. I'm with you.
I know we're doing flapping gaps.
I don't want to hear anybody saying that I ain't working as hard as you motherfuckers because I'm working.
You're working, baby.
I'm working. You know, I don't want you to just think I dictate orders and you got to do all this and you're doing 45 things and Blitz is doing 110 things and I'm working too. I'm trying.
I know.
I got a lot of shit going on too.
Yeah.
So I did a podcast with Lummi yesterday. I'm doing one today with Anna. We're calling it Flapping Gaps, just that my gap's different than hers. It's, you know, transitioning gaps.
Yeah.
And then tomorrow I'm doing the regular show, and then I'll be with Brian and Brent.
Mm-hmm.
I'm right, you're wrong, we're left, we're screwed, we're fucking around, we're talking
we're
about
so
sports.
Left and more left.
And all that shit.
Shit.
And then Friday will be Blummel.
Sure will.
So what was I talking about a few seconds? Oh, Anna, you're fucking horny.
Yeah.
What got you so horny today?
My boyfriend.
Neil Mount Pleasure, $10, thank you, on the super chat. How did he get you horny? Like, what did he do?
Just the way he looks. I like
really?
It. Yeah. I like the way his face looks.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you touched his balls today with your hand? I mean, Lummi, what are you thinking in your right? Like, aren't I kind of a spokesperson
just
for
left one.
For the yes. men's?
Yeah.
Grabbing balls.
Rhett, at any time today, have you thought, I wonder if Anna has grabbed Blitz's balls?
Sure, naturally.
Exactly. I'm the spokesperson for us others.
Yeah, well.
Have you had his balls in your hand?
Just one.
No, that's yes. Not just one.
Well, it'd be a ball.
Just a ball.
You've had a ball in your hand?
I have.
Did you flip and blip it a little bit, or did you just
of course.
Hold it?
No, I don't like flip and blipping.
Oh, you don't like him to get taken around the farm?
I cradled it for just a soft second.
You just like a soft cradling?
Yeah, at most.
How about like a little fingernailing?
No.
I don't have any nails. I bite them off.
No, I don't.
No ball play at all.
Yep, see, Lummi's
looking
on that one.
Yeah. No ball play?
No.
I'm ball play Jones.
I know.
Take him right around the fucking farm.
And I wish I was, but I'm not. Like, yeah. I don't like that
it
at all.
It kills the mood.
It sure does.
For real?
Yeah.
I require ball play.
No, you touch it the wrong way. And I'm just saying touch, like I'm going.
Yeah, touch, like, man. You can water ski for mine.
Oh,
I
yeah,
mean,
no.
I'm telling you that right now.
It sends like this weird feeling through your body. And then
it turns me on. It gets me harder.
Not me.
Ball play. Not
I'll
like,
go right down to zero, man.
Not like single ball isolation hurt me play, but just the sack, just scratching the sack or stretching the sack out is kind of cool.
I get it. I don't like that.
I think there's other dudes that, you know, or am I a weirdo?
No, you're not.
I think it's like a 50-50. I think half the guys
you're
like it.
Very sexually normal.
Just like in here. I'm sure just like working here. You like it. Rhett probably likes it.
Rhett,
me and
do you like your
like
balls
it.
Played with?
Yeah, a gentle cradle.
Well, I'm
not
even.
You gotta be gentle. It's not a damn gym bag.
Oh, me. Mine's fucking, oh. Use it as a fucking, you. Mine, you can almost use as a gym.
No.
As a punching bag? Just boom, boom,
no,
boom.
No,
I don't like the abuse, man.
All right, whatever.
I don't like the touching at all. I'm like, no thanks.
Yeah. You don't want any, like,
mm-mm.
So like if you were blasting Anna and she reached underneath her butt and grabbed your balls while you were plunging her.
It would have to be the lightest of grabs.
Oh, see, I want you to get a handful and try to rip
now,
cord like
I wish I
rat.
Liked,
and...
I wish I did like that.
Well, Bubba, your family jewels have been disconnected.
What do you mean?
Well, that is true, too.
No, that is true.
Yeah.
But
I'm not saying that
then,
has anything to do with it. I'm just saying that most of the time it's like, oh, whoa, the family jewels. Your family jewels are
you know what,
defunct.
Anna, you know what? Honest to God.
You got CZs.
No, you know what I think, Anna? Honest to God, now that I think about it.
That I'm like, right, as always. Okay, sorry. Proceed. Pray tell.
Don't meet him fucking proceed on my own show,
sorry.
Bitches.
Sorry.
What I'm saying is, I think you're onto something in the fact that after I got the, it seems like I've want rougher ball play after I got my vasectomy.
Right.
And so maybe one of the things a vasectomy does is maybe take some of the nerve endings or, you know, some of the sensitivity away from your ball sack, because they do cut into your ball sack when they give you a vasectomy. They don't cut your cock. They cut your ball
they
sack.
They don't cut your cock?
No.
I always thought they did.
No, they cut your
no,
ball.
No, I thought they split it in half all
no,
the way
No, they
down.
Don't banana split it. No. They literally they make two little incisions.
Yeah, tiny little ones.
Two tiny little incisions on either side of your sack. And they go and pull out the vas, and they cut it,
mm-hmm.
and then they cauterize it.
Yep.
And so that they basically cut the pipeline that brings the sperm to the
like
head of your
the
penis.
The vas deferens?
Right. And see, back in the day, like in clear up until like I think maybe like not the 90s, all through like this, you know, when they were like the 60s and the 70s and the 80s, when guys would get vasectomies, a lot of times all they would do would snip them. They would say, that's the term, are you snipped?
Right.
And they didn't actually cauterize the ends. And there were instances where guys would have a vasectomy and those two tubes end up growing back together.
They'd rejoin, yeah.
And wow. Then they'd be blasted in, you know, their secretary.
Mm-hmm.
You know, knowing that I got a vasectomy, I'm not going
to
get this bitch pregnant. So, you know, she's pregnant with your kid, and you're like, it can't be my fucking kid. I got a vasectomy. Next thing you know, the kid comes out. They do a, you know, they
well,
do a
God
DNA.
Well, damn.
Turns out it's 100%. 100%. You're a kid.
Now you're fucked. You're fucked at work. Mm-hmm. You're fucked at your house. I mean, and
that's
I hope
when they started cauterizing.
Yes. I think some rich dude
for
got
the secretaries.
I think some rich fucking zillionaire got a secretary knocked, and then he fucking sued the urologist, and they're like, "All right, you want to get wise with this bitch? We're gonna cauterize it."
Mm-hmm.
So nothing. So it can't grow back, and it's fucking, you know, each end is damaged,
yep,
sealed, if you will. So that's the vasectomy that I got.
Nice. Well,
but after I got that vasectomy on him, maybe it took some of the nerve or my ball sensitivity with it, you know?
Yeah.
Because my balls, I mean, like, fuck.
Yeah.
Now, I don't like them smashed. I just like the bag pulled.
Tugged.
Yeah.
So you just like the skin played with. You don't like the actual ball.
I mean, you can play with the balls as long as you don't smash it. You can play with them individually. You just can't play with them when you smash them together.
You can't go like that?
No, you can't.
Like
no.
This?
No.
If you
how
ever
do you want it to Loss?
If you ever did that, I swear
never
to
that.
He would kick you
Christ.
Through. He would kick you through the fucking window.
I would too.
If he had his legs,
and not even because I wanted to. It was just the reaction.
Yeah, he loves you more than anything, yeah. Officer. I love her, but she smashed my balls together.
Yeah,
in a pendulum
she
type
gave
manner.
My balls a fucking standing applause, and I kicked that bitch through the wall.
You know what the cop would say, sir? I don't blame you, and I don't.
We're gonna throw this out.
We're gonna throw this thing right
hopefully
on out.
You get a male cop, not
no,
a female.
No
cop.
No charges, sir.
Yeah. We're going to pretend like this never even happened.
A male cop.
Be like, that fucking bitch did that to you?
Yep.
Fucking smashed your balls with a hammer?
He comes inside, he just beats the shit out of me.
Yeah.
And no wonder, you know what? I don't see her two black eyes or her broken arm.
Right.
I do not see that.
Yep, same I am.
See you later, buddy.
Deuces.
You want to go droning this weekend, buddy?
Next weekend.
That'd be a cool cop blitz. He let you off from smash your girlfriend and he asks you want to go droning.
You know who I'm going journey with next weekend?
Tis I, Jizz.
Yep.
Man, he wanted to call tomorrow.
Blitz, listen, so yesterday, because fucking Lummy's so lazy, him and Rhett, they don't ever go to the PM system. And so I called, listen, I'll get Rhett on the fucking phone. Rhett, are you there, you fucking idiot?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I asked Lummy, I said, Lummy, is the Robbie Knievel the one from where he was in bed?
Yeah, the drunk one banging the whores or whatever.
No, yeah. And Lummy's like, oh, yeah, sure is. No, it was from when he was driving through Jacksonville and he heard us on the radio and he was listening to the show. And so he called in because he had a relationship with the show. The relationship that I established in the bit that I wanted you to use, you guys completely fucked it up. And you guys don't go to the PM system. And yeah. I showed Lummy a couple
hidden. Could have been big for us.
Could have been big. If it was Robbie Knievel, we called Robbie Knievel when he was in a Las Vegas hotel blitz the night before he was going to jump building to building.
Right.
And he was drunk, and we played the Evel Knievel stuff to him, and he got.
Hello? Who am I speaking?
And he just starts laughing. It's the first time that he'd ever heard that. And then he passes the phone to two whores that he's got with him. And he was talking like doing about rails of cocaine and just doing all kinds of crazy stuff. And that's what we didn't use because these two fuckers never go to the PM system.
Damn you fuckers.
Yeah. Let me never go to PM.
No, you motherfuckers don't. When's,
you don't.
When's,
you're right.
When's the last video you made from PM? Mm. Don't make me start fucking being the cop of this whole shit. Let me tell you that right now. Don't let me learn how to do any of this shit. Don't learn how to check your fucking work. Lummy, when's the last time, for real, scout's honor, you got to put your three fingers up and everything, motherfucker. When's the last time that you guys, scout's honor, did anything from the PM system?
Yeah.
And Rhett, your fucking slate's up too. Put your fucking three red-headed stupid fingers up right now. Scout's honor.
When you guys were set adrift on memory bliss.
I just edit what Lummy sends me.
Okay, then you can. No more further questions for you. Put your fingers down. Now, Or are you, Lummy? Three up. Bitch, don't lie. When's the last time that you took something from the PM system and made something with it?
I'm pretty sure it was the first impression of the Big Show at Hogan when Big Show would call into the show. And then I also use the PM system sometimes when I get blitz the clips for the podcast.
You don't have your three fingers up.
Sorry.
Asshole. And those are clips that I have already bird dogged out. They're not ones that you found. They're clips that I bird dogged out. I'm talking about clips that you bird dogged out, bitch. Oh, not following orders. Okay. Tell me right now.
The Big Show one?
So there's been one.
I mean, I don't have an exact, exact like
so
list of them.
So you think one?
I think
Let's
one.
Let's just be honest. You don't ever go there.
I do go there. I go I'll be back and forth between the two.
Lying stack of shit.
Okay. All right.
You're not supposed to lie with three fingers up, bitch.
I'm not lying because I go back between the two. I'm sorry. There's a lot of stuff on the AM.
You're a lying stack of shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, with a fucking sensitive ball chaser.
Uh-huh.
Pussy boy.
Yeah. Pussy boy with your sensitive balls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And love me. Some people, like, I'll go to the comment section of this show, and they'll be like, man, someday Lummy's going to fucking flip out and kill Bubba, and they don't know our dynamic that deep down I love you.
But they are right, by the way. I just want to point that out. They are right.
Like, Lummy, when I fuck with you like I just did right now, I just kind of fuck with you. Do you know that I'm just kind of working with you, or do you think I'm shooting?
I don't think he knows.
What it's about the work part, I get kind of bummed that I think you're shooting.
No. Do you have your three fingers up?
Sure do.
Okay, now, so what's your official statement?
Usually when you're busted on the work, I do. I usually.
So you're talking about when I'm talking about your responsibilities as a job.
Yeah.
You think I'm shooting.
Shooting. I say about 90% of the time I think you're shooting.
Yeah, I am.
I know.
But I'm trying.
Oh, God.
I am shooting, but I'm trying to make it look like.
But he plays it off as a new Bubba.
But yeah. You know, because the fans hate when I shoot on you. They hate when I shoot on you. But Lummy, I mean, that's just the relationship we have. I'm a shooter on you.
Yeah.
Do you think that you'll ever fucking, like, do you think you just know your role, or do you think that one of these days you're just going to fucking kill me?
I know my role, Bubba.
Like, I'm so, like, because I'm hard, like, I am extra hard on you, and I yell at you, and I, you know.
I think give it a few years, Walker might come here and kill you.
Oh, yeah. That's more likely.
I see.
Lummy, do you think there could be potentially a problem that your son wouldn't understand our dynamic, so that as he gets older, keep your three fingers up.
Okay.
As he gets older and starts to become, you know, where he can understand things, and he sees that there's this guy on the air, that this radio or this television show, and there's this fat guy named Bubba who bosses my daddy around and is mean to my daddy, and he's gonna always hate me. So don't you think maybe that's the beginning of, because, like, don't remember last year I could hold him, and now he wants nothing to do with me.
Yeah.
I mean, the kids are smart. Way smarter than you.
What's he hearing at home about you?
Oh, yeah. Lummy's probably saying, let me tell you something about that Bubba.
Mm-hmm.
Fat ass mother. He made me do this, made me do that. And then he had the audacity. Well, he wouldn't say audacity because he's not that smart. But then he had the nerve to say that I don't go to the PM system when damn well, Ashley, you know, I go to the PM system a lot. I get a lot of stuff, but that fat son of a bitch wouldn't know anything. I hate him.
Chuck,
I just hate
duck
him.
Eggs.
Yeah, he chucked my duck eggs three over the deep because of his stupid
ass. That's
why
his three fingers are up.
Rabbit.
One for each duck egg.
Yeah, my little ducks that I wanted to hatch.
Mm-hmm.
He threw them over.
All the little lummies that are gone now.
Oh, yeah.
And my goats, they're suffering from PTSD from this stupid ass
STDs.
From this pit bull that's got them so scared that they try to bite the lock off.
So fucking scared.
And I just, you know, I just get tired of the way he talks to me, and just someday I'm just going to absolutely fucking kill him. And then Ashley goes, well, be careful. You know, don't kill him too soon. We're still saving up, you know.
Kill him with kindness.
No, you know what she's saying? Lummy, unfortunately, a lot of times he's right. He's the only one that'll call you out. I text him all the time with stupid stuff that you do.
Yeah, just nudes.
Yeah, I told him to grab my tits at the party.
That's right.
Him and I are in on it, trying to fucking drive you insane, so him and I can be together secretly, because after you kill him, or don't kill him, or hurt him, then we're going to have you jailed, and he's going to raise Walker. You know, he's so good at raising kids. Look at the success story he has. That's a fucking shoot.
Telling us what to do.
That guy should be the last motherfucker to give you any advice about any fucking thing. He fucked up his marriage. He fucked up his relationship with his kid. He fucked up his finances. Okay. Fucked up his everything. He fucked up his job.
He's telling you how to raise your kid.
This motherfucker's trying to make you put up three fingers and tell you how to fucking do it.
Yeah.
Fuck him, fat ass motherfucker. Fuck him. This is what little Wilt Walker's hearing.
Yep.
So he's like, man, I'm like fucking the boogeyman. I mean, the kid saw me at Tate's. I went to grab him, and he was like instantaneously like, like full blown, like somebody had a cigarette lighter on his heel, mm-hmm. full blown, like scared to death.
It's okay.
So why did he used to like me? Now he hates me. It's because all this crosstalk he's hearing at home.
Yep.
Keep those three fingers up. I know your shoulders are getting, because you must tell the truth at all times.
Keep switching the fingers.
Yeah, I have to.
So, mommy, deep down, like, what's up, buddy? What's up?
Nothing. Just hanging out.
all of that rant, and he said nothing. Just hanging out.
All of that. I mean, I went on and on. I got into the what's inside your kid's head because he sees you and mom talking about this stupid fuck that you work for, and I set you up for the high spot. And
well, you did ask him what was in his head. Nothing. Just hanging out.
Nothing. Trying to get these fucking three fingers up.
And then I give it to you. Tell me what's in your head, kid.
Bubba. Here, I'll tell you what's been in his head for 15 minutes now. I have no idea, Bubba Sam, but this hand has 1, 2, 3 fingers. Okay, now I have to switch. 1, 2.
Wow, I think, how have I been living like this? Kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. You're thinking, well, how have I been affording getting gouged so bad? It's time to make the switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. And I mean, Mint Mobile's quality of wireless service is unbelievable. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plan, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages where they slow you down and completely screw with you. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with your existing contacts. Ditched overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited plan deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. Get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for only $15 a month. Go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower than 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fee, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait till you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
2, 3 fingers. Meanwhile, Bubba's going on and on. And on.
Your wife hates me.
Love
me
has grab no idea wife, what you said.
Grab your wife's tits. She's liking it. She's in on the deal with me. Yeah. Her and I are going to hook up. And you're just up there. My shoulder's starting to hurt.
1, 2, 3
switching
fingers.
Out over here. Then that guy asks, Mommy, what are you thinking? Nothing. Just hanging out. With this whole big fucking high spot diatribe, and you fucked it up.
Oh, sorry.
Fucking R.
I'm sorry.
But let me. There are some people that think that I'm being for real with you, but really deep down, I love you.
Yeah, one of those people is Lummy.
Yeah, I don't know if we're shooting or working.
Lummy, what does it matter? It's good. It's funny.
It is.
What business are we in?
Show business.
The funny business.
Okay, it's not funny
fucking,
business.
Well, we're show business with a funny kicker, and me fucking with you is funny, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I love it. My three fingers are still up.
All right, you can put your three fingers down.
Oh, thank God.
They're heavy.
They are heavy.
Like, Anna, Anna, we'll be getting the box.
No, hold on. I'll get to the box here momentarily.
Yeah, we'll get to the box in a second.
Can you and Rhett, can you guys start to maybe pay a little bit more attention to the unfucking believable content that's on the PM system?
The PM Dawn system.
I was actually doing it yesterday. I found an iced tea.
I didn't ask you. I'm asking Rhett to help.
Yeah, you put your fingers down.
Because Rhett, you said you're just doing it what told. So maybe Lummy will give you a couple. And every once in a while when he hasn't, you know, referred you to a PM, maybe you should bring up, hey, Lummy, don't forget the boss man wants us to dive into PM sometimes.
All right, I'll make sure.
Yeah, make sure you say that.
Yeah, and okay. February 1st is coming up, so let's fucking get ready on those shorts.
I was actually on the PM the other day, but we haven't made a video of the Macho Man one. It was actually kind of funny because Macho Man.
So, are you on him with regards to full shorts ahead on February 1?
Yeah, well, we've been talking about it for a while now.
We're gearing up for the shorts.
We got a lot of stuff in the hopper we've been kind of waiting for.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Macho Man called out Hogan to you.
He what?
There's a clip from 98 Rock where Macho Man told you exactly what Hogan was going to do to you when he was done with you.
For real?
Yep.
No, Lummy, you can't get that to me fucking fast enough because that could be from my doc.
Okay.
No.
I got it on my computer.
Like, being on your computer ain't doing shit for me. You need to get it on my motherfucking computer so I can hear it.
Okay.
Immediately.
I'll email it to you now. Okay.
I mean, how good is it? I mean, you're really putting it over like it's a big high spot.
He just described how he pretty much once he's done with
it. I know, and did he nail it?
Yeah, he did.
He nailed it.
In my opinion, listening to it.
He
nailed it.
What do you say? Well, I'm going to tell him right now after he's done with you and he can't suck any more free shit out of you, then he's going to fuck your wife and then there's going to be a videotape of it. Yeah. And then some guy's going to use that videotape to get you fired. Yeah. And then motherfucking he's going to be the radio guy and Hogan's going to make $100 million. Yeah. Oh, dig it. And did he say that? Because if he didn't say that, then he didn't say what happened.
Oh, okay. No, he didn't say exactly that. He just pretty much said how he would be once he was done and how then you guys went into how he never used you for anything free, and the only chicken sandwich tour was the one Macho Man was on. And
see, I was loyal to the end, was I not?
Yep.
Loyal to the end. Yeah. Even when Macho Man said, fucking Hogan's a no-good piece of shit.
That's actually what he said, pretty much.
Well, I'm waiting for it. I got my AOL open.
Okay, I'm sorry.
When you tell me you're sending it to me and you haven't sent it to me, Lummy.
Lummy, you think it'll be all right?
What's wrong? Lummy, what's wrong?
You think for our tubes, you think it'd be all right?
Is there a problem? Is there language issues? What's going on, buddy? What hesitation do you have, kid? Tell us, please. Put your fingers up and tell the truth.
Well, I didn't want to play it. You know, it could be big for us on one of our shorts.
Oh, okay. Is that good, huh?
Possibly. It could be big for us.
All right, cool. Well, yeah, and then if I blew it here, then I blow it, right?
Yeah.
All right, well.
I'm still sending it.
Well, you're gonna, okay, but you would advise against me listening to it live? Is that what you would say?
Yeah.
Would you prefer I listen to it, you know, privately?
Yeah, with some lube.
Don't forget, we all gonna get milked by the 14th.
Yeah.
I've been thinking about that.
I
gotta make sure I'm clean.
Mm-hmm.
And I gotta make sure that.
I think I feel. I'm going all the way to Charleston to do it.
Yep.
Is that what you feel like if you milk out of town, it's not quite the milking as it is being home?
Yeah.
Plus you have to clean it up once you're there.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're right, Blitz. I mean, you might have that. You might have the way to do it Like, you want to get milked on, like, we don't know what's going to happen. So, you know, Blitz, you wouldn't want to do it on your own bed.
No, and, hotel sheets on the last night.
Yeah, hotel sheets before you check out?
Yeah, I need a late checkout.
Oh, no, we got to be on it by 11, so I need you to start milking me by 10:30.
Got it.
Okay. We don't know. Lummy, you've been milked. What are we to expect? I mean, us rookie milkers. Yeah. Like,
big explosion.
But, can you feel,
Oh, you can feel it coming on.
Your fingers, right?
Yeah, and then,
so is your wife, I mean, your milker, they're in there, stimulating your prostate with, two fingers?
Yep.
But pushing down?
Yeah, coming up on it.
Well, it matters if you're,
pressure.
When
face down, ass up?
Yeah, are you laying back with your legs, that kind of deal on your back with your legs up?
No, I can't
do
that.
Are you on all fours? I'm
on all fours.
You're tabletop
Willy.
Yeah, I'm on all
fours.
Take care
getting pulled.
Your tabletop Willy?
Yeah, because then at least the explosion goes down.
Then she's coming in with a Nolan Ryan curveball?
Yep.
Okay.
She's hitting it, and at least that goes down into the ground instead of
so
up
then
up
as
in the
she's
air.
As she's doing a Nolan Ryan curveball.
She's tugging it with the other hand.
And, is she doing your trombone too?
You can do that, but if you don't have to.
I heard that
you need a pure milking.
Yeah, like the milking should not.
It should be
involve
pure.
What?
A
no tromboning?
No.
Not, what? Then you've not been milked. You've been masturbated.
Oh.
Yeah. We don't want any cross contamination.
Can I get a second on this?
You got a second, Bubs.
Yeah,
pure milking.
Yeah, bitch, you're gonna be back there for a while.
Blitz is gonna while you're back, you're going crazy. Blitz is say, "Hey, guess what, bitch? Be careful what you wish for, because I could have been done 5 minutes ago had you tromboned it."
Yeah, we will be the late checkout.
But yeah, what was gonna be 11:15 deal now is a 12:05.
Yep.
You might want to switch hands. Your right your right side deltoids are gonna look far more pumped up than your left side.
Yep, DOMS.
What hand will you use, Anna?
Right.
Okay, there you go.
I do right everything. You can't do left.
I know. So, yeah, I mean, within our milking world, Lummy says no trombone. It's a straight milk.
Oh, I was
now, Lummy,
disappointed.
If you're getting milked correctly, can you get your nut with no trombone?
Yes.
Even as much of a grizzled veteran as I am?
Now, what happens if, the attempt is made and said act does not complete?
Yeah.
I'm asking you, because,
I'm asking you. I'm thinking, okay.
I don't want to come into the 14th all Valentine's Day up and not have completed the deal. But
well, I think you need to say, listen, I gave it one hell of a try. And here's what I did. But listen, you just can't say you gave it a try and you didn't like it. Like, you really got, Scouts.
Yeah, you better come.
Everybody needs to raise their three fingers right now. In Scouts' honor, you're going to really, we're going to try.
Okay.
I'm going to try it.
What happens if the milking doesn't work, but, the trombone helps, you like the band?
Well, yeah, then if you get to the milking, no tromboning, and you think the trombone might get you to the party,
okay,
then you can throw an emergency trombone in there.
Okay. There you go.
Okay?
That's an executive order.
There's nothing better than an emergency trombone.
I mean, you can, Blitz, you can
Mayday,
call.
Mayday.
Blitz, you can call in the trombone out of the bullpen.
This udder is dry as fuck.
So, Blitz, I mean,
bring in the left hand.
Give the no trombone milking a try, but if you think, a trombone would probably get me to the party, then you say, trombone, trombone.
Okay.
And you have that ability.
All right, I just want to make sure we're on the same page.
That's an on-the-fly call.
I don't want to disappoint you with my milking.
Right. You come in here and you're like, listen, I did milk, but I had to trombone. I know I broke the rules.
Yeah.
Fucking piece of shit.
Wait,
cheater.
DeFilthy's in on this too, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Who's going to milk him?
I don't know. Who is going to milk?
That's like...
hey, Filthy, you there?
Yeah.
the poofy Pomeranian. Did you say you would participate in the Great Milk Off?
Yeah, I think I was roped into it.
And, you got to have, can you, how are you going
to
do it?
I'm trying to figure that out myself. If I have to, rely on myself to get it done, then I'm going to do what I have to
do. Ew. Ew.
I mean, that's a method, isn't it?
He doesn't want to disappoint you, Bubba.
That is a method, and that would not disappoint me.
I don't think it's going to come to that point. I think I should
be all right. You got some prospects?
Possibly.
But here's the deal. That's, I mean, that's not a first date proposition.
Second date,
yeah,
fine.
That's the tough part.
Hi, Latika. Hi, nice to meet you.
I mean, you got to find a real freak nasty.
We both swiped right on Tinder. It's our first time we've met, and we're here at the Waffle House on West Shore, and you know, there's a flea bag inn just down the road. But listen, you know, I know we like each other, and I listen, the pancakes are on me, but... listen, I think we got something in common here. I'm very attracted to you, and can I tell you? I know this is a little bit out of the, but I like to be milked, and so like if you want to fuck around and shit,
hell no.
I mean, like I know you want to fuck, right? But you know, can you milk me too?
Oh,
I think the bitch would slap you in the fucking face and leave.
Man, those black girls usually have really long fingernails too.
Oh yeah, she has some Nicki Minaj. The girl, yeah. The bitch has got Nicki Minaj nails.
Oh shit!
You're like, man, I think you're in my esophagus right now. your finger might be on my prostate, but I think your fucking nail is in my throat.
It's a sensitive area. You don't want to rip nothing back there.
Have you seen some of these black
Absolutely.
Girls fucking fingernails?
It's not just black girls, but yeah.
But yeah.
That's a lot of time.
That's a motherfucking claws. They have to live their life around their nails. Like they're like, you know, they look like lobsters. Like they really can't really grab a hold of anything. How do they fucking drive? How do you wipe your ass with those?
I don't know how they do anything.
I can
with
barely
those.
Wipe my ass with having short hands. I can't even imagine wiping my ass with some Edward Scissorhand fingers.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck. Lummy, what did you send me?
A picture of the fingernails.
This is the woman that potentially might milk Rhett's fingernails. Lummy, I'm looking.
I know, now it's not coming up.
No, it's not.
I sent another one right behind it.
Lummy, can you just see the
what you chart?
Yeah.
Oh, hell
this
no.
is what this yeah. is what Rhett might get milked.
Oh yeah.
That's her milk in hand.
The long ones.
The blue fingernails.
Oh, that would tear you up. That or she wouldn't have to go in very, you know, she wouldn't have to go in very far.
No, she's going in for the
right,
kill.
Wouldn't be very gross on her part.
When she said just a tip, man, that's not what you were expecting. Jesus.
You better have like a screwdriver or something to clean out the remnants on them nails.
Oh.
You better get her, I bet you she has to power wash the crud out of them nails.
Oh.
I like nice fingernails, but man, some women go way too far with it. You know? That's- Like,
we know like, how you feel about the nails. French tips only.
French tips. Smaller.
Not brown.
Not brown. Maybe red if it's some... Nah, probably not red either.
Not red?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know.
Okay.
Oh, Lummy, I do have the Hogan Macho deal.
I mean, it's in the beginning part. I mean, there's some other stuff after it, but I mean, it's in the beginning where he says it, I believe.
I know maybe I shouldn't listen to it though. Are you guys fixing it? Are you going to make it a short? Is that what you're making? What are you doing?
I'm thinking we'll probably do both.
Yeah.
Right. Well, you should always do both. The short should be the appetizer to the long.
Of course.
Need to teach you how to do your fucking job.
Well, that's why they're uncensored Hogan's on YouTube, and all the shorts are from the uncensored one.
Is there a rhyme to your reason, kid?
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks.
No problem.
Did you see where? And I think this is a PR. This is absolutely a PR. Brilliant move in the fact that Alec Baldwin is going to remain the lead role in Rust. They're going to finish the movie Rust and release it, and he's going to stay on as the character that he was playing when he shot the person.
Well,
I think that it's a I think people that may have not want to watch the movie, like I had no interest in it, but now I might watch it.
He did a smart move as far as PR wise. He made her ex-husband, the widow or whatever, co-executive producer.
Which will probably come with some rights.
That's what I'm saying. He's going to get residuals out of it.
That was smart.
Yeah.
And not only PR-wise, was it, but not only smart, but you know what? It's also kind of the right thing to do.
No, absolutely.
Like, you know, it might have been.
So now he has an interest in the movie coming out. The other guy does.
Right.
You know?
So
number one, you know. I think they filmed most of it,
It was almost done.
Yeah, so she'd worked on it, you know,
almost all of it.
It was her piece that she'd worked on, and now, you know, he's going to get a financial kickback, which, you know, doesn't change the fact that she's gone, but at least it's something going forward.
And we can at least all agree on this. It was true. Now, again, he did pull... But it was truly an accident. It wasn't. It was not intentional.
Right.
And it truly wasn't. Now that doesn't downplay that it happened. But it you know, as a family member, you could at least have a little more compassion for somebody that truly made a mistake than mean-spirited, you know, knocked your wife's door down in the middle of the night and shot her in the head for $20.
Yeah.
Compared to, you know, again, a death is a death, but
some deaths are right. More egregious than others, of course.
Amazon to launch subscription prescription drug service. No, thank you.
You might want to read it. You might want to say thank you.
Why?
So you don't have to go to the pharmacy anymore.
I mean, Amazon has been getting kind of sloppy on. I don't want, you know.
Well, they've owned PillPack for years now, but and they're, you know, Amazon is a data company. So they've got a lot of data on people.
Hello.
But.
Hey, Bubba.
What?
Or not.
I wanted to see if you guys had heard about or seen the pictures of the Wisconsin girls volleyball team. Their new photos from their locker room.
No. The Wisconsin girls volleyball team.
It's not in the news like
nude,
a year ago.
Nude photos from the locker room. To me, that sounds like somebody may have taped them without their knowledge, and I probably shouldn't be watching.
No. They're all staring right at the camera.
Oh, so it was a...
You got to check it.
A sanction. All right. Thank you for the heads up.
I'm looking for it now.
Wisconsin volleyball team private photos leaked online.
Yeah, private
Multiple
photos.
Multiple crimes being investigated.
This was like a year ago.
So, Blitz, why would I want Amazon layman terms? Just because, like, why would I want
them? People that take common medications for blood pressure,
right.
You know, that kind of stuff. I know that stuff usually is not very expensive anyway, but Amazon's doing basically a subscription service where you pay like, what is it, $5 a month or 10, like it's cheap, $10 or something like that.
$5.
Yeah, and you get all of those medications for that money.
For $5.
Shipped to your house.
Yeah. Amazon sells a wide range of generic drugs through its pharmacy service. Some already.
And they have for years. I don't know if people know, they own PillPack, so.
The program doesn't use insurance, and people with government-funded Medicare or Medicaid coverage are not eligible. So, Blitz, is it kind of like an online GoodRx kind of deal?
Yes.
Where you're not? Okay.
I mean, if you're one of the people that have any of those medications, it's a great deal.
Does it list the medications?
It's 60 of them as of now. I forget. But it's you know, like high blood pressure type.
Didn't Mark Cuban kind of get into that space too recently? I think Mark Cuban started an online prescription drug service. I really do.
I mean, the biggest one out there for a long time was PillPack, and they were great. And then Amazon bought them. I want to say like 3 or 4 years ago, maybe. So, and they've been continuing as that. This is just Amazon's branding of PillPack.
Before we end the show, because me and Anna have got another show to do. We're
right,
some show,
we have that box from
some show horse.
Brian from Philly.
He got into the Mark Cuban Cost Plus Drugs Company.
Bubba drops the mic again.
Yeah.
TikTok has a button that can make anybody go viral. It's mind-blowing secret that the TikTokers must know. Is this for real, Blitz?
It doesn't sound real to me.
Its most popular users and the app itself have become some of the hottest topics in the conversation from blah, blah, blah.
Experts
have been fascinated with the rise of so-called influencers, social media users with large following, but it appears there's a secret behind the popularity of some users with widely circulated videos. TikTok reportedly has a behind-the-scenes feature which can make anybody go viral. The top secret feature is known by staff internally as heating, according to a report by Forbes. So it's an inner office deal. It's nothing that I think that anybody can...
There's no question that that happens.
I mean, obviously there's shadow banning in these sorts of apps and stuff like that. Like Twitter admitted to doing that. And I know Instagram does that as well. So why wouldn't they have the opposite of that?
The term heating yeah, you're right.
Oh, yeah.
It refers to a manual button which staff can push that makes specific videos achieve certain number of views. I think there are people that work for Facebook, YouTube, and...
There's no question this happens everywhere.
And all they do is just search the internet for funny stuff that they find funny.
Yep.
And they hit the heater button.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Employees at TikTok and its parent company, ByteDance, apparently engaged in heating quite often as they choose who can have the privilege or curse in the internet... virtuality.
Mm-hmm.
Under the hood of the social media beast, TikTok has reportedly used heating to woo influencers and brands into partnerships by ramping. But all right, so again, I think they all got it.
Oh, there's no question they do.
And I don't,
and as they should. Like, there's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
It's when you lie about it or don't admit that you do that. That's the problem.
Right.
But TikTok says, yeah, we do that.
And Anna, finally, before we say goodbye, and then you and I do whatever the fuck we're going to do.
Right.
You wanted to open up this box that Brian from Philly.
Forgot about it.
Oh, you did? Oh, what, would you just like to do it, maybe do it tomorrow?
No, I just, I never thought we were going to get to it. I'm so excited. I'm so thrilled. Let's do it.
Okay, yeah, perfect. Give me an opportunity to check some of my stuff.
Okay. All right.
Let's open it. This is from Brian from Philly.
Yeah, you got to host the whole. You got to host.
Oh, okay.
You got to host the whole.
And it looks like he sent us all backpack coolers. This is actually freaking awesome.
Remember those? He left his backpack cooler here, and I said, "Hey, do you want it?" He goes, "No, God, no, go ahead." I was like, "Oh, cool, thanks." Well, he decided to send us all a brand new one.
Papa. How cool really that nice is. You could take it with
that
you.
That is cool. That's cool. It's absolute hell.
On the bike rides you don't do anymore and put little drinks in your backpack.
Hell
on
yeah.
A picnic.
You can put your fish sandwich in it.
Yeah.
Boober. Not from Arby's.
Yeah, at Arby's.
And,
you
got, and
if you decide to start door dashing again.
He got one for each of us.
Yeah.
Dustin, Danny, by the way, Danny Pellegrino on the Venmo. Dustin Hooks Blitz says he can send, I guess he's going to send some Charleston suggestions via Blummel Instagram.
This is super cool.
And Las Vegas Mario 20 on the Venmo. Thank you so very much.
This is actually a really cool gift.
It is. Thank you, Brian. That's awesome.
Thank you, Brian. And I really enjoyed Brian.
Me too.
I enjoyed his wife's striped pants a little bit more so.
That's Felix the cat.
So his wife was there?
Oh. I think I got him mixed up. Brian from Philly's like the used car guy that wants to take you out back and show you the
frozen.
No,
you said he was Rodney Dangerfield.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is. That is. That's Brian from
Same
Philly.
Guy.
Right?
Same
a,
guy, yeah.
a young Rodney Dangerfield. Exactly. Thank you for the correction. And more importantly, thank you for the cooler.
Yeah, thank you, Brian.
Thank you so much, Brian.
Anna and I are going to do a podcast, and we hope to have it up by 12, maybe thereafter, on all of the podcasting forums. Flapping Gaps, next.